Okay, in this week's parsha, which generally in a regular year, this week's parsha is a is Parshas HaChodesh. In a regular year, when it's a non-leap year, so it would tell you that Vayakel or Vayakel Pekudei, if they're together and if they're separate for whatever reason, so Pekudei is Parshas HaChodesh. Right, you know, bringing in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shabbos before bringing Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is so apropos because in this week's parsha, right, Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Am Yisrael to erect the Mishkan, you know, on for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives that command in this week's parsha. Right, you know, that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan they should erect the Mishkan, right, in the Chanukah Sanesim, you know, was for the first 12 days of Nisan, as we know. That's why we don't say Tachanun, you know, at the beginning of Nisan. So, like, in a regular year, it all stims perfect, like clockwork, you know, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes in, as we read in Parshas Pekudei, erect the Mishkan in Chodesh Nisan, right? And in this year, you know, leap year, right, tonight, you know, where we're giving this shiur on Parshas Pekudei, we're ushering Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Like, we're, you know. And we have to understand how to reconcile it, you know, how to fit the, you know, what's the connection? How it works out in a regular year, we see the connection to the date, you know, to how Chodesh Nisan comes in. Because this parsha talks about erecting the Mishkan. And, you know, and it was, in those days, it was Chodesh Nisan, like it works out almost in a regular year. And this year, Parshas Pekudei, Maush comes in at Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. And so we have to just try to understand how to, you know, what's the message in a year like this? When it's aligned with Adar Sheni and, you know, it's a whole month away from Nisan. So the pasuk opens up, Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So this is the accounting of the Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, which is something interesting in its own right. You know, what exactly was the role that, you know, they had to give Din V'cheshbon. You know, they were audited. They were, the whole beginning part says they were audited. You know, there was an audit. How much actually was given to the Mishkan? It's something very interesting. The Zohar says that the Yetzer was a makatreg, you know, that, you know, maybe, you know, they did something, you know, a little bit, you know, maybe they skimmed something. So that's why the Torah has come and say, connected the Sitrach or the Kitcher there. No, it's all there. Everything that was donated made it in. That's very interesting. Like, that was a Kitcher, you know. So I audit. It was something which we're going to talk about, right? The importance of the Pekudim. But what's interesting is that Rashi brings a very interesting chazal that's very depressing. A chazal that says, Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan is Mishkan twice. Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidus. So it was Mishkan Beis Pamim. It's Romeis to the two Churban Abayases. That the Beis Hamikdash was Nit Mashken. It was taken as collateral. It was confiscated. But now, why do you talk about Churban HaBayis here? You know, here we're talking about finally Mamash erecting the Mishkan B'Poal, you know, in full actuality. And over here, drop a remes to Churban HaBayis Rishon, Churban HaBayis Sheni. Yeah, so why? Why here? All right. So now to understand this, you know, saying that in another forum we spoke about this earlier in the week, in the White Shul, you know, this word Pekudei, right? Pekudei HaMishkan. So it means to take account, like we also say, like as an example. Right, Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPekudim, the Book of Numbers, because Am Yisrael is counted in Sefer at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Right, so it means to take account, like the way it's used in this week's parasha, but it has a bunch of other meanings. So earlier this week we point out how it means like to be missing something, right? Vayipaked makom David, right? David Melch's place was missing, meaning David Melch wasn't seated at Shaul Melch's table, right? Lo nifka mirish, no one was missing. It also means pikadon, right? Put something away for, you know, safe-giving. And we spoke about this in a different forum, but I wanted now, what we didn't discuss in that forum, and I want to discuss tonight, is that pekude also means something else. It means to remember. Like Vashem pakad esara. Right? Right, Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered, you know. But it's interesting, when is that used? When do you say it means like to remember? Right? But when do you say zachor and when do you say pakad? What are the rules? What's the difference between zachira and pakida? Right. So the Malbim says something very interesting. Right, that zachira is all in the mind. Pakida is something else. Pakida, I mean something in addition. It means to actually act, take action. It's a type of taking interest and remembering, but not some you remember and you're sentimental. It's about remembering something and therefore preparing to go into action. Right?
Trying to see the difference between Pakad Tzara and the entire Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, we say Yom HaZikaron. That's also taking into action. Hashem is remembering in order to take the action of, you know.
No. So there's a difference that remembering, so even judging, you know, could still be all in the mind. Pakida means it's not going to be all in the mind, like judging. It could also mean, it also means that, and to take action, like Vashem Pakad Esara, is that not just that he remembered her, right, he made her get pregnant. Now now where we find this lashon is also by the geula. Now geulas Mitzrayim, that was the siman that they had. The siman that they had was poko pakadati. That was the code word because they were told by Yosef poko yifkod el kim eschem. You will be remembered. Right, and that was the siman for the geula. Right, that the pakida. Right, and I think this is also in the Ramchal. Right, the Pekida is taking things a step further. That it's not just from, it's not just machshava, but it's already machshava that is transitioning to lemaisa. Right, there's like zechiras. Oh yeah, I got to do that. You know, you remember and it bothers you and you send that. And Pekida is like okay, is like to give an order. Right, so that's also another lashon that's used. You know, pekuda, right? It also means to issue an order. So that's also machshava, but it's now going from machshava to maisa. It's an order. Right?
Yeah, but is there a delay between machshava and maisa, like in sar?
So Hashem pakad sar means that not just that he remembered, but he gave the order that she should get pregnant. So it's not just it's on his mind, but it's like issuing a command. So it's also a command is mental, you know, it's an idea, but it's an idea that, you know, now people start following that command. Issue a command, so it's also a concept, a command, but it's a concept that gets carried out. Right? So now to understand that, you know, what does that have to do with counting? Right? It means to count. It also means to like remember in a manner that leads into action, like a command. You know, aside from the other meanings that we mentioned, we're not going to talk about how it means a lashon chisaron. I'll refer you to a shiur I gave earlier this week on that. But we will deal with the other meaning, you know, that it means pikadon also, you know, as in something in safekeeping. To be mafkid something by someone, put something by someone in safekeeping. Right? And the Indian is like this, that the, We had mentioned this on other occasions. The very fact that Rashi says a very interesting lashon, this chazal that we seemingly find depressing and we wonder why it's here, by the Simcha v'Hakamas HaMishkan, that there's a remnant to two chorbonos from the double word Mishkan, because it was nitmashken, Rashi says, which means it was taken as collateral. And that's a very strange way of saying it. The Mishkan was, the Mikdash was confiscated. So, it's referring to the Beit HaMikdash and not the Mishkan as, like the Mishkan in the Midbar. The word Mishkan is used because Miloshim Mitmashken. It was taken as collateral. It was confiscated. Right? But wait a minute. It was destroyed. It was destroyed. It's not like, the repo man came and took the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Yeah. It was destroyed. So what does it mean? It was nitmashken.
We're talking about the
Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash? That's what we're saying. It's actually talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Rashi's saying. The word Mishkan, the double word Mishkan, is alluding to the two Batei Mikdashos. They were nitmashken. They were confiscated. Because the Churban Bayis was, Bamnosenu Harabim. We lost the Batei Mikdashos. But the verb that's being used, that they were taken as like collateral, they were confiscated. It was destroyed. Makesha confiscated.
I mean, the Kedusha.
So what do you mean?
The Kedusha based on Mikdash was confiscated because it's no longer suitable to be in this world. Therefore, the Churban HaBayis.
Right. So Yo hit the nail on the head. Right. It's not, even though we say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it wasn't really destroyed. In other words, the tikkun that is the Beis HaMikdash is out there. It's just confiscated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it, confiscated it from us, like a mashkon. You take a piece of collateral. You confiscate a piece of collateral from a person who owes you. As soon as he pays up, he'll get it back. It still exists. Still exists, it's just not by you. So the amazing vort that we're being told over here, as depressing as this message is, it also is coupled with a message of hope. Beis HaMikdash wasn't really destroyed. It looks like it was destroyed because the bricks and the wood was disassembled, right, and burnt. Right? But the real essence of the Beis HaMikdash was just taken as was confiscated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the concept still exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still was meant to dwell amongst Am Yisrael. Right? Just, we're not zochet to see it. Right? So this is actually a message of hope over here. Because this, this parasha is talking about erecting the Beis HaMikdash b'poel. Big spritz. Right? It'll be destroyed. It'll be destroyed. Right? So what's the big simcha? Right? The big simcha is that it'll never really, really be destroyed. If we sin and we become unworthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes those madregas, away from us, but then those madregas still exist. It means, the Mishkan is meant to exist. Right? It's not the pshat that's not meant to exist anymore. No, it's meant to exist. Just you don't have it right now. It's been taken as collateral, until you redeem it. It was never really meant to be destroyed. Right? So now there's a very interesting halacha when you take a mashkon. Right? If you take a mashkon from someone and it's something that someone really, really needs, right? Let's say you took his blanket. Hoshev tashiv lo zavod kevo ha-shemesh. You got to give it back to him at nightfall. If he really needs it, you got to give it back to him. Then you can take it away in the morning when he doesn't need it. But if you do, if you took something that he needs, you have to give it back to him for when he needs it. It's a very interesting halacha. You have to give it to him. The case in the pasuk is he took his blanket. You have to give it back to him every single night. No, you know, you took it. You took his blank as a collateral, right? Right. Got to give it back to him, right? Which means also that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well, he has to give us back the Beis HaMikdash as often as we need it. You talk about that we have to, you know, we have to be. So first of all, the Metzias of the Beis HaMikdash still exists out there. It's just not by us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never reversed the plan that he wants to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. He never reversed the plan. He never changed his mind about, you know, Nisab HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dira B'Tachtonim, that he wants to have a dwelling place on earth. And his dwelling place will be in Am Yisrael. He never changed that plan. That plan is still there. It's just been confiscated, but it exists. I mean, the plan still exists. The intent still exists. The rotzen still exists. Right? It's just we don't have it, right? And it's just awaiting to be redeemed. Like, you know, when we're on our payment plan with God, when we pay up the chayiv for we have for our averus, we get the Beis HaMikdash back, like we believe. But there's also another halacha in Hilchos Mashkon. Right? If you really need it bad, he's got to give it back to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically what we're trying to do now, is make him understand that we need it bad, so we bring it back based on Mishnah Shlishi.
That's right.
That's
so,
like the loophole here.
Yeah, but that's the amazing thing, that all the Madregas, you know, which is just an amazing vort, that, you know, what's being said over here. Think about what Rashi is telling us. Right? They said that the Mashkon was taken twice, because everyone knows the second Beis HaMikdash was not as great as the first one. There were Nisim that happened, Nisim Gluim that happened in the first Beis HaMikdash. We didn't have a second Beis HaMikdash. But the first Beis HaMikdash, we had the Oron. The second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't. You know, and then the Chazal count all the differences that there were of how the first Beis HaMikdash had more revealed Kedusha than the second. It's still there. The first Beis HaMikdash was, it's a Mashkon. Just, you know, when we got the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't fully redeem the first Beis HaMikdash. But all those Madregas are out there. They're all out there for us, right? We just have to pay off our debt and we'll get it back. But not only that, if we ever need it bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us, right? Even if it'll just be temporarily. Even if it'll just be temporarily, if we ever need it bad, we'll get it back.
That's what I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Right.
And the same problem. How did when you need it bad, he right. gives it to you temporarily? So that was like basically just a shani? That was the whole story there? Needed it badly, so he gave it to them back for 100 years?
It's even more than that. It's the story of Purim, as we're trying to get to. Right? You can get it. You can get those Madregas.
Oh, okay.
Get that those Madregas, you know. When you need it bad. Kodesh Baruch will give it to you. Right.
It seems like the Etzem really, there's only supposed to be really one destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
Not supposed to be any destruction.
Then, well, no, I don't know. I'm saying, like, after the first one, there was never really a plan to get it back. Purim, we were zayicha because of Purim.
On Purim, we got something of it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Purim happened after Beis HaMikdash Hasheni.
No, it was Beis HaMikdash Rishon. Between the two. All right.
Okay,
it is like this.
A couple of steps. I need,
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to back up. Have to back up a bit. But maybe we just say something which we have said in the past, that on Purim, right, we get something like the Beis HaMikdash, even though we were in Golus. Right, the Pasuk says, Lech Knoisis Kol HaYehudim, all the Jews banded together. So the Maral says that a person who davens Tshuva B'Tzibur, Malinov Kiu Padaniv Lebanu Ben HaUmas, it's like anyone who davens Tshuva B'Tzibur, it's like he redeemed me and my children, me is the Shechina, and my children from amongst the Umas. And Esther wanted to awaken that because they were in Golus Bavel. And she wanted to awaken the midah of Tzvil B'Tzibur. And the midah of Tzvil B'Tzibur really is the midah of Shechina. And that's what it means. It says, if you redeem me and my children from the Umma Sa'ilam. Right, because when Am Yisrael bands together, the Shechina is there. Right? Because the midah called Knesset Yisrael, the Assembly of Israel, that's the midah called Shechina. You have to look at all of Am Yisrael as being different organs of the Shekhinah. And we pull together, that's the whole body of Shekhinah, because the body of the Shekhinah, because V'shachanti B'socham. The Shekhinah is like the soul that dwells in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is like the body for the Shekhinah. So I said, oh, but you got to pull the pieces together. And when you pull the pieces together, right? Right? So then there's a Kli Kibbutz, and that's also even a time when we had the Beis Mikdash on earth. You know, what's special about it is that Yovel, that's right, Liros as Pnei Adon Hashem, all of Am Yisrael comes to see Pnei Adon Hashem. The equation goes both ways. You go to see God, but all Am Yisrael comes to see him, and because all Am Yisrael comes to see him, that's why he's revealed there. Because it's, you know, and the Nefesh HaChaim writes this, that the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, which is Mechuvan connected to Beis HaMikdash Shomata, the Beis HaMikdash Shomala is the midah called Malchus Da Atzilus. The midah of Shekhinah from the Olam Atzilus is the Beis HaMikdash Shomala, and you know, and the midah of Malchus on earth, you know, is the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, right? And the two run parallel. But what's Malchus? Malchus is the whole people together. Is the Malchus, right? And Esther Ha Malka, was able to awaken the midah of Malchus, which is the midah of Shekhinah, even within Golus, right? And that's why you say Hamelch, Stam Hamelch in the Megillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So Beis HaMelech, Beis HaMelech, Beis HaMelech is House of God, right? Which is the Beis HaMikdash. She awakened as if we had a Beis HaMikdash on earth, even within the Golus. That's the side of what it says in the Gemara. On the Megillah it says, Vatobash Esther Malchus. On the third day, she adorned herself with royalty before she went to Achshverosh. So Chazal say, the Gemara says, Lav Sharuach HaKodesh. She adorns herself with the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Shekhinah rests on her. That's Vatobash Esther Malchus. The midah of Malchus, the midah of Shekhinah. Shekhinah dwelt upon her. She's able to awaken the midah of Shekhinah even within the Golus. Even though we were without a Beis HaMikdash. And that's the secret that there's, we mentioned this, there's such a thing as Shushan Purim. You know, Chazal say, the Yerushalmi says, to give cover to Yerushalayim. Give cover to Yerushalayim because it was Charev at that time. Why do you want to give cover to Yerushalayim? No, because the power of Yerushalayim was awakened. The power of the Beis HaMikdash, the power of Yerushalayim was awakened. That's what gave the Am Yisrael, even though they're in the middle of Golus, they could go kill Goyim with impunity as if we're the boss. Esther Malka was able to spin Achashverosh around as if she's, you know, she who represents the Shekhinah is in charge. And that's really what it means, you know, when we say Shekhinta Begolusa, the Shekhinah is in Golus. First, that means, A, the Shekhinah is not destroyed. It's in Golus with us, right? And it's calling the shots from, like the big prisoner in jail, that, you know, the charismatic prisoner, that all the prisoners do what he wants. Even the warden, you know, is a little bit afraid of him, and, you know, like the guy in the cell, that, like, the big hacker that really runs the prison.
El Chapo.
What? What's
El Chapo is the...
El Chapo?
Yeah.
There you go. That's Shekhinah Begolusa. Shekhinah's in Golus. Yeah, technically Shekhinah's in Golus, but... You know, running everything from jail. You just have to, like, you know, sort of fan up that fire, and that's what they did in the days of Purim. Right? Awaken that God is with us in Golus. The same way, no less than he was with us when we had a Beis HaMikdash. You just got to, it's just harder to awaken it, and even when you awaken it, you, from the outside you could deny it, because, you know, from the outside it looks like still Achashverosh is the king. That's the reason we don't say Hallel on Purim. Akati Avi Achashverosh, because we're still Avodim of Achashverosh. By Pesach, you know, you say Hallel because it changed even on the apparent level.
How come you say it on Pesach night? That's what? Why I never figured out.
Okay, whatever. That's that's a special halacha because Am Yisrael felt already free even within Egypt. Right, even within. They already were Betzem Bnei Chorin. Pesach night.
Well, what's the parallel you're saying right now with Esther Malka, though?
Esther Malka represents the Shekhinah in Golus, the Shekhinah in Beis HaChashverosh. But for her, It's like the Beis HaMikdash was relocated. Yerushalayim was relocated to Shushan. That's why it's called Shushan Purim. Yerushalayim was relocated. The whole Shushan Purim is to give cover to Yerushalayim. That's why it's called Shushan Purim. Because the Yerushalayim was relocated to Shushan. Right? That's what it means that we institute Shushan Purim to give cover to Yerushalayim. Not only that, it works the other way also to make a permanent zecher that there was a lishka in Bayis Sheni that was called Shushan Habira. One of the offices called it, Shushan Habira. Really, there was an office, they had offices there.
Yeah.
One of those labeled Shushan Habira, one of the lishkas. So I asked Mary Moshe Shapiro, why? He said, to remind you that because of what Am Yisrael awakened during Purim, and that schus, that began the process to get Bayis Sheni. Because of what they did in Shushan Bira.
So why is it Dafka old walled cities? Why don't you just say just Shushan Yerushalayim? Because the reference, really the whole Zikaron is for Shushan is because of Yerushalayim.
Uh-huh.
So why are we now paralleling every single...
All right, the Choma, Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun. All right, I can't talk about it now, but it has to do with something very, very big. The union of Choma. But I'm saving that for Purim. We'll talk about that on Purim, Hashem, because if we talk about that, it'll take too long. But it's just say
that we're all still sober.
Yeah, it sounds better when you're not. Right? Believe me. Awakened. That's right. Awakened, which by the way was actually exactly the same thing that Achashverosh tried to do. Right, as we'll talk about this, Purim Beis Hashem, they planned to make Shushan the new Yerushalayim, because they knew that, they have to, siphon koach from the Kedusha to, if you get rid of Am Yisrael, how are you going to survive? Am Yisrael brings down all the bracha to the world. And the Beis Hashem, they hop that. They want to make Shushan the new Yerushalayim, and that's the secret that Achashverosh wore to Big Day Kahuna, which is also this week's parsha, the Big Day Kahuna, and you already took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. They were planning to capture the Shechina and siphon it off and make Shushan, the new, right? But they were, but V'nafochu.
Sounds like a movie scheme.
I don't know. I think the movies took it from Purim. They write Right, but v'nafochu, Esther awakened the meat of Shechina in Shushan, and it was as if they weren't in Golas. They were trying to bring the Shechina to Shushan to siphon power off of it, and Esther Amalka awakens the does exactly what Achashverosh tried to do, but in the reverse, right? Make like a bubble, an embassy of Yerushalayim within Shushan. And in that bubble, it's as if we weren't in Golas anymore. In that protective bubble. Mm-hmm. See, around us is Golas, around us. Right? On Shushan and Purim, we open up like a protective bubble that Golas is all around us, but we're in Yerushalayim. And to accentuate that, that was the end of Shushan Purim, to give cover to Yerushalayim.
He had
a cheshbon to move the midah of malchus to him. Baroso kvo, yes, yekar tiferes gulos. So, he showed off his kingdom. He wanted to show the midah of malchus, which is Shechina, is by me now. Right? And when he did that big mesiba, where he tried to show off the midah of malchus by me now, that's where the whole thing started. Vashti didn't want to come, and Esther comes in instead. The whole thing was one big v'nafochu. Oh yeah, and we'll bring the Shechina to Shushan. Oh yeah, we'll bring the Shechina to Shushan and create a protective bubble for the Yidden that'll be as if they're in Yerushalayim and not in Shushan. Protective bubble within the Golos. Mm-hmm. It's like getting back the Beis HaMikdash temporarily, like you return a mashkon to the guy who needs it bad.
So is that why Purim is better than Yom Kippur?
Yes. That is correct. Very good, y'all. Right? You know, so on this day, it's like even higher, that even within the evil, we could open up a protective bubble. Have evil all around us, you know, and we have our protective bubble, can't affect us. Right? Whereas, you know, Yom Kippur, we just escape the evil. We just run away from it with fasting and prayer. On Purim, we're in it, in a protective bubble. And that shows that evil's not, you know, it's not real. You can even be mamish in the center of it, you have it all around you, and it can't touch you.
So why is Yerushalayim correlated with protection? I don't get that.
Yerushalayim is the Shechina.
Right.
You know, but that's it. Al chol motayich Yerushalayim hifkadeti shomim kol hayom v'kol halayla. Tivne chomos Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is protected from the Sitracha. And you got me to reveal where I was saving the Purim, but only partially. Only partially. Choma, protection from the Sitracha. Protection from the Sitracha. And say Choma, Mukav Choma Imos Yerushua Benon. Protection from the Sitracha. So we daven, Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim. Why? Ki Bechol Avad Batachdu. Because God, we only trust in you. We're not Gerus any other Koach. That's the Chomos Yerushalayim. Represent that you're protected by the cognizance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Einod Milvado. So Tivne Chomosayim Ki Bechol Avad Batachdu. Melech Kelram Venisa. You're the Melech. Right. So now, in what schus, is there such a strong tikkun, right, that the Beis Hamikdash is like eternal, and even when it's technically down, it's still with you, in potential, a potential, like it's out there, it's just been confiscated, but in a potential that you could tap into when you really need it bad. In what schus? The schus that made it that way was how Am Yisrael gave for the Mishkan with total love. Right? The fact that they don't, and we spoke about this a few times, they gave, the donations, to the Mishkan, the Nediv Lev. And we spoke about this a little bit in Parshas Truma. And we spoke about this also in a special forum also in the White Shul, about the the Sfasem says, of Dayam Vahoser, even though we were limited to how much tikkun we could make by building the Mishkan, but Vahoser, there's really more there than what you see. So Machmeh is a Dayam enough, but Vahoser had more, and that more is alluded to in this week's parsha also in the words Mishkan HaEdus, Pekudei HaMishkan HaEdus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us even for the sin of the golden calf, even though we still have to pay it off. But we were, on some level, totally forgiven already because he took us back. And in those words, Mishkan Eidus, is that that's what we made. It was like a mini Mishkan called Mishkan Eidus made out of the extra surplus donations. Right? So this same Eidus, that Hashem forgave us for the sin of the golden calf, even though we're still paying it off. So it's like a Mashkan, like what we're saying. We're paying it off, but we're on a payment plan. So it's been forgiven, as it were. As the offense of it, we're just on a payment plan. Like we're talking about, it's just a mashkon. Mm-hmm. Right? But there was this excess donations that they made in Eidus la Mishkan. So it's Mishkan HaEdus. Right? But what made all that was giving the donation with such love. Right? Is what made the Mitzias and the Beis HaMikdash eternal. That it can't be destroyed, it can only be confiscated. And with all the halachas of mashkon, that has to be given back when you really need it, when you cry out for it. As if you only get it back temporarily, like in Hilchos Mashkon, that he gets it back for the night, that he needs it. Right? Right? So also we got it back in the days of Mordechai and Esther, but we didn't just stop and get it back for the night. Like what my Rebbe said, it began the process of causing the second Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. Second Beis HaMikdash to be built. So it wasn't just stop getting it back a little bit, temporarily. The big tikkun was temporary, but it left a certain permanent roshem that led into Bayis Sheni. So to make a zecher for that, there's Shushan Purim, to make a zecher for that, when they built the Bayis Sheni, they had a lishka called Shushan Abira to remind us that in the schus of what happened in Shushan, the Bayis Sheni got rebuilt. Bayis Sheni got rebuilt, in the form of Bayis Sheni.
How long after Purim?
Actually, not too long. One generation. roughly. You know, Dariovish II, who was Esther's son, was the one that gave the orders to, So what made it eternal? The love that Am Yisrael gave the donations with. That's what it means. The Sitracha was Mekatrig. They did for every reason, to get their name on the plaque and this and that. So they did a Pekuda, right? They did an accounting, right? To show that they gave 100%. Whereas we're saying, well, this was the exact weight, meaning this was the exact weight, 100%, with no ulterior motives. Pure gold, as in also with pure golden heart, pure intention. Pure silver, pure copper, not just pure, like they didn't pilfer anything, but also was given with a lev shalem. So it's a very interesting thing. You know, counting shows that it's on your mind, you count things that are dear to you, but there's also halacha, dover shebeminyan eino batel. If something is counted by number, right, once it's counted, it can never be batel. So let's say if you sell eggs by individual, by number, so one egg is even not even batel in 1,000. Right? Dover shebeminyan. Am Yisrael's donations were counted. Right, it was nifkad, but nifkad, lashon counting, but it also made it nifkad milashon pikadon, because God cares about it so much and turned his attention to it, it will never be bottled. The love with which we gave the donations to the Mishkan, that's what makes the Mishkan eternal. And that's why making the accounting of how everything that they gave it, no pilfering, no one made any money off of it. And also, this account shows it was given 100%, also with 100% pure heart. Right? So that accounting of the donations, that's what makes the Mishkan eternal. Right? And that's what makes it, that it will never be forgotten. Not just never forgotten, it will always be nifkad. It will always be remembered. Always remembered. But now it's a pikoda, now it's in safekeeping. And now it's also pakida, miloshen pakod pakadati, Pakod Yivkod Elkim Eschem, a hachana for the geula, always redeemable, always redeemable. You could always redeem it. God, Kodesh Baruch Hu, always remembers it in a manner that he's waiting to give the order to return it, give the order to rebuild it. Right, and that's what, and this is the connection to Adar Sheni, right? In a regular year, we celebrate, or we commemorate, Pekure comes out near Nisan, and the emphasis is on the rest of the parsha. What happens later in the parsha, that it was erected in Nisan, right? In this year, this special year of the Shnata Ibur, where everything's on a higher level, right? Where we celebrate, that comes out during Adar Sheni, right? Adar Sheni, the Soda Ibur, right? There's something very interesting about Ibur, right? Ibur is when you have two in one. Ibur is like when a woman's uberet, pregnant. Two in one. Or there's Ibur Ha'irin in Hilchos Eruvin. There's like that one house that will be the link between the two different cities. It's called the Ibur. When two things are linked, right? So, of course, the Shnata Ibur, it's to link the solar cycle with the lunar cycle. So you shouldn't get too far out of sync. It's to pull them together, right? But also the Shnasa Ibur, which also, when we're closing the gap between the two cycles, represents closing the gap where evil is, and we spoke about that a few times, right? But also over here, Ibur, there's something within, right? That there's something hidden within. Right, that even in Churban, when Beis Hamikdash is Charev, so similarly it's destroyed, hidden within. Beis Hamikdash is hidden within. It's not really destroyed. It's hidden within, just like the child is hidden within the mother. Right, hidden within the Golos. So you have the Golos on the outside. Hidden within is the Shechina that's with us even in Golos. Hidden within, like the Uber b'mei imo.
Right. Then waiting to come out.
That's right. Waiting to come out. Exactly. That's right. Waiting to come out. That's Pekida. That's Pekida. That's a Pekida. That's a Pekida. That's to make her uberes. Right? in, waiting to come out. Not in as in to stay in. Because how the basic, very good. Because how the basic midrash is hiddenly with us, is hiddenly with us, just waiting to finally be born and to never go back, you know, and never disappear ever again. Right?
So why every year? Why dafka every year?
No, so I'd say during this year, you know, there's this special koach of being megala, how, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is with us even when seemingly it's not with us. Because, you know, that's bringing out how even when things are bad, there's the goodness that's hiding within, like the child that's hiding within the mother, you know, meaning, you know, even though externally there's Hester upon him, like the Gemara says, Hester menatar minai v'nochi hasta Hester upon I, but hidden, but hidden. So on the outside is the mask, but on the inside, you know, is what's behind the mask, right? Right, so Adar Sheni is you know, the Ibur Yor is more about revealing this inyan, right? Of the you know, the hidden, revealing, making clear the hidden goodness. The hidden goodness. So even if we don't get rid of all the evil, we are most definitely closing the gap. Closing the gap. Right? So even if we haven't mamish equalized totally, we haven't reached Vahaya Orla Vana Korachama, right? We are closing the gap.
It's kind of interesting because it was a solar eclipse yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Uh-huh.
And daylight savings. Somewhere in the world.
Daylight savings is smart enough. There's much chance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But anyway, the. right. So and therefore, you know, in a year like this, the Iker connection is the first pasuk. Ela pekudei mishkan mishkan eidus. Remember that God never forgets how we gave for the mishkan with love, and that's the koach that makes the inyan of the mishkan eternal. That's never bottle. If it's eternal, never bottle, that means it just went into hiding. It was just confiscated. It's not destroyed. It's confiscated, but it's there. It's hidden, like the Vlad is hidden, you know, inside the mother's womb, waiting to come out. But not only that, since the Mashkon, you could repossess it when you really need it, right? And it's just waiting. It's a pekida, just like pekida also means to get pregnant, right? But also pekida means like to give an order, meaning it's hidden there, but waiting to come out, waiting to emerge, right? And we could tap into it. Right? When we do tshuva, when we're ba'achdus, we could tap into it, just like they did in those days. In Shushan Purim, they artificially created a bubble around themselves as if they're not in Golis. As if they were in Yerushalayim when they were in Shushan. Right? It's because the Beis Hamikdash was not really destroyed. It was taken as collateral, and you could repossess the collateral when you are worthy of it, or even stam when you just need it that badly.
So what's considered a need? I understand total annihilation of a nation.
Right.
Okay. What else?
Well, I mean, listen, there's a...
Golden Mugger.
Yeah, many times. Need, but also it could be awakened through Achdus and Tshuva Me'ava. No, all those different things that Esther did, they did all of that stuff, you know, back in those days. All right, so Pekudei HaMishkan, you know, that the Mishkan that gets erected this week's parasha, even though it's destined to be destroyed, don't think it'll ever really, really be destroyed. It'll just be confiscated, but it'll always be out there. And in what schus is it always out there? It's a pikadon. It's insane because Ela Pekudei HaMishkan. Because Am Yisrael gave the donations for the Mishkan 100%, you know, 100% honesty and 100% sincerity. There wasn't, you know, no one pilfered any gold, no one pilfered, and no one was in it to pilfer and get any honor out of it. Given 100%, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers that forever. And he takes an accounting on it to be mindful of it forever, to be Zoicher, but for Zoicher for sake of safekeeping. To never forget, but never forget in a way of always being able to act and save Am Yisrael And, you know, not just lost in love, we'll give it back when we finally pay off for our sins, right? But to give it back to us whenever we need it. Whenever we need it. It's bepikadon etzlo. It's in safekeeping by him. And the accounting of how of what they gave is the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning his attention to it, to never forget it, and always be ready to give us back the power of the Beis HaMikdash whenever we need it badly or whenever we finally pay off for our sins and become worthy of it again. B'mehera B'yameinu.
I once heard